Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Well, something different on today's show. Not just one fabulous woman sharing her expertise and tips, but two. I welcome Sandra Delgado-Quist, homeopath and Reiki practitioner, and Audrey Dickinson, a holistic nutritional therapist. I have been lucky enough to interview them individually on the show before and share their extensive knowledge, and I've also personally used both their services, so can vouch for how good they are at what they do. Welcome, Audrey and Sandra. Shall we start with each of you giving us a brief intro on who you are and what you do before we move on to the core of the matter?
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Sandra. I'm a homeopath, as you just mentioned, and a Reiki practitioner. I actually really enjoy working with people and trying to help them rebalance their energy and feel really more like themselves. They actually gain a lot more energy once they've had the proper treatment. So I love what I do because it's just fun to see them be themselves and be in a happier mood and things like that.
Perfect. And for those who want to actually know more about homeopathy, if you scroll back through my podcast, you'll hear Sandra explain to us exactly what homeopathy is. She's like a witch with her cauldrons cocking up these little energy tablets, which really do work, I can vouch. Thank you, Sandra.
Hi there, I'm Audrey. I'm a holistic nutritional therapist, and I help people to understand their body better and how the body uses their food and nutrients to help kind of regain balance, energy, supporting cellular energy, and just helping them to review how they actually eat their food on a daily basis, the choices that they make, and are they good enough to support their body overall? Yeah.
That's a very good one. And actually, one I was thinking about even this morning, and I like the way that you use the word review, because the thing is that we change. And I realize that I discover what's right for me one period and then get very frustrated when it doesn't seem to be working anymore. So I think the good thing there is indeed review different lifetimes, different metabolisms. Thank you for that. Indeed. Now to today's topic, and that's why it's so exciting to have both of you here, we're going to be talking about integrative health. First of all, what is it? It sounds very fancy. And secondly, why should we care about integrative health? Now, I guess that having both of you here also means that you two are joined not just today in the studio, but also in business?
Absolutely. We've discovered that in our own practice, we can help, you know, a client only to a certain point. And then if they're not really looking at both sides, like the nutritional part and the energetic part, there's still something missing. So if, you know, you're only looking at one area of your life, you need to look at the entire picture and how what you're putting in your body, what you're experiencing in life in general, like the stresses in your life and things like that. So we came together mostly because we can help our clients better when we work on both levels and not just looking at one aspect of your life.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's what Sandra said is correct, is that we can't just focus on one aspect. We have to really consider, you know, structural mind, body, structural.
Yes.
Every component, really that whole package to get a better result and a faster result of healing, actually.
And to feel aligned, right? Because yeah, I mean, absolutely. Sometimes one is actually working against the other. It's a bit, we all know it, you know, how our mind often fights with us, you know, saying, no, go on, do that. And your body's like, I didn't like that. Please don't do it again. So that makes very much sense. And I mean, I always admire women in particular who come together because they see a common need there and a way where, you know, we're good at joining forces. Mm. People always talk about women bickering and girls being terrible at school. And that may be so at a certain period. But I mean, my experience of women working together is incredible. I mean, also in my years in Africa, where all the men from the different tribes would, you know, be more or less warring at each other, that the women would all get together with this common goal. They wanted their kid to go to school, to have a food, to have some pot, you know, all the little tontine that they're called in Africa, where women of all groups and religions get together and put money in a pot to help each other should there be a medical need. So anyway, that's also one aspect I like in particular of the fact that you're joining forces. Yeah. Now, when you say joining forces, are you actually creating a new company here?
We are actually. We're actually creating a collaboration. It's called Sikura. And I can tell you a little bit what the name comes from, actually.
Yes, please.
So it's kind of two parts. The first part of it is Sakura. The word itself is the Japa tree. It's like the
Sakura.
The Sakura. And it's actually connecting to nature. So like when the Sakura are in bloom in Japan, the Japanese people actually go out of their houses and dress in their best kimonos. And they go and they have picnics underneath the trees. It's just a beautiful experience to witness all of these people dressed really nicely and giving, you know, connecting to nature, but also appreciating the beauty.
Yeah, honoring the beauty that nature's offering them, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also stems back to an ancient way that the Japanese used to do whenever they were not feeling well. They'd go into nature and sit next to a big old tree or a big waterfall just to kind of, you know, help themselves feel a little bit better. They would actually go and connect to nature. And so part of that is like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, which is known as forest bathing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Forest bathing.
And they still do that these days, to go into the forest just to feel better. So that's where it comes from, the forest bathing. But Sakura, that's the one part of it. But the other part of Sakura is in Spanish, the word curar means to heal, you know, to cure, to heal, curar. And ser means to know. So curarse is like to know how to heal. So if you take
that
and put it in the front, it's Sakura. Like, you know, like really we're trying to remind people that they know how to heal themselves.
Exactly.
And they also need to remember their connection to nature. So the word Sakura actually has a little double meaning there.
Encompasses
that is beautiful. How very clever. Did this just sort of come to you? It's like an inspiration.
We had a bit of a brainstorm. Yeah. And we came up with, we love, as you say, that interconnectedness with nature. And that really had to be at the forefront of what the business was about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that kind of symbiotic relationship with everything and, you know, nature and plants and humans and food. And that's where we kind of got it from. Wasn't it?
Yeah. And also the way it sounds, it just sounds really pretty.
It's short. It's something that everyone will remember.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right. Okay. So we're lucky as to have Sakura and to now know meaning and a mission through it. So we're talking about integrative health. Now, first of all, can we define integrative health? What does it really mean?
Integrative health is when, like what we had just touched on earlier, is often when I see clients that I work with, I can only help them with that one aspect of their health. And knowing that to get that better, again, result of absorption of nutrients for the body to function better, there are all these aspects of whether, you know, it's your mental health, the way that you eat, the manner in which you eat, where you're sitting when you're eating your food. So all of that has to come together to actually work in synchronicity to get a better result.
Yeah.
So I know that, okay, I'm working with this person, but I know that this person's describing to me what sounds like their energy is just not shifting. They have postural issues. Maybe they have a lot of trauma, ancestral trauma they need to deal with.
Right.
That is for me then to pass on to my colleagues that we can then come together as a team and have this team look at every aspect of their life to then, provide that.
To make a real shift, right? Not just a one level, because just one level is not enough, right? I mean, if the rest of the body isn't in agreement, it won't let it happen. We're very strong at sticking to what we know until we're convinced.
Yeah.
And I like that analogy that you used earlier about the tribe, because really it does kind of take a tribe, you know, like in the old days, we were part of the tribe, you know, this person knows this and you go there when you need that.
Yes.
And this person is an expert in this area and that's who you go to when you need something fixed or whatever. Everybody has a role in the tribe and they're good at what they do. And this is kind of like our approach. Like, I can't say that I'm an expert in the nutrition side, but Audrey is. And so this is the idea of coming together and bringing our best expertise for the person.
That's right.
Because we can't be an expert in everything.
No.
You know, you need to work together.
True.
Working in a collaborative effort is it's quite special.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm getting very excited. I'm getting all sorts of ideas. And I love the fact that you're also both, you know, if we're talking about my program here and the Fabulous After 50, of course, you're not going to be exclusively dealing my tribe, let's say, this tribe, our tribe.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about all sorts of opportunities. Will you be also looking in particular at, you know, women like you, let's say, with whether it's menopause issues or just basically the body's changes and our needs to review, as you so rightly said, Audrey, our nutritional patterns and how we think about ourselves?
Yeah, I think that actually this service is actually open to many different types of people.
Right.
Of course, as you said, your tribe, that's for sure. I work with women anyway and on the hormone level.
That's true.
This can apply to men. It can apply to women of all ages. We all have to eat at the end of the day.
True.
And we all have to learn how to eat in a proper way to actually make it beneficial for our bodies to function optimally. And I think the whole goal behind everything that we're doing is about education. And it's education that, for whatever reason, I find has maybe not been passed down through the generations. And I think that's our biggest thing, is that we want to just educate people about their bodies so that they have the tools to actually heal themselves in many ways.
Right.
That, you know, it lies within us all, but we just maybe lack certain education and certain aspects of our health.
Yeah.
And that's something that we really want to get out there. Yeah.
And I think for women in a way in particular, I think women do tend to have a rather strange relationship to food, or most women that I know, whether it's comfort eating that we do tend to do more than men. Men do it too, of course.
Yeah.
Women do tend to do it, or to, you know, if we feel that we've let somebody down or let ourselves down, that we then punish ourselves by then eating and just eating the right thing at the right time, because you can think that what you're eating is healthy and it might be healthy in nutrition, but it's not what your body needs, because we're all different. And I think that's also the beauty in seeing somebody like a specialist like either of you two, is that you then, you know, these are not just normal general things, you know, women over 50 should eat less carbs and more protein or whatsoever. Well, maybe that's not exactly what your body needs, depending on your metabolism, depending on how much sports you're doing, etc.
Yeah.
And also there's that reconnection to yourself. That aspect of it is also really important, because, you know, sometimes I'll have a client that comes in and I can ask them the question about, you know, explain to me that, you know, the sensation of the pain that you're experiencing. And we're often so disconnected that you can't even really describe what the pain is. Is it heat? Is it, I mean, when did it start? Or, and then once you start going through connecting the dots and say, oh, it started when this, and then you realize there's always an emotional component to the pain we're experiencing in our body. So that's also kind of like a little light bulb moment when people realize, oh, that started when I was going through a grief period or something, you know, and then you're stuck. And then this is when we all have the ability to heal ourselves. But at some point, you know, we're human and you can get stuck and you do need help. And that's where we come in to kind of
And that's
help.
When knowledge and strength is knowing when to ask for help.
Yeah,
that's somebody
that's right. Yeah.
It's knowing, and that it isn't weakness. It's actually power.
Absolutely.
It's empowering to say, I need help. People have devoted, like you two, their whole lives to studying and learning and expertise, and can then, you know, obviously are delivering a service which is based on their knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
And I mean, I find it quite fascinating, because also on the point of view of homeopathy, I don't think I'd ever actually realized before I started with you, Sandra, how sort of psychological it is from the energy point of view. So it is indeed connecting. And I remember we were talking about a pain I had in my shoulder, when after a session or two, you sort of said, well, you know, could that not also be this trouble that you're dragging with you behind you? And I suddenly thought, huh? Actually, you know, and it's really, as you were saying also, Audrey, it's educating. It's that idea of looking at your body in a different way. I think we tend to separate the two, you know, the mind and the body, and sort of, you know, mind over matter. Oh, come on, get on with it. Stop moaning, etc. But your body's a bit like, yeah, I'm trying to tell you something. And it's that knowledge that you've got to listen, but you've got to work together. I think we're often our own worst friends. We do need to work together from those aspects. So how will it work concretely? If I'm a client.
Yeah, if you're a client. So what will happen is we are offering our foundational package just now, where you'll spend initially the first 3 months together. And because, as we mentioned before, things don't happen overnight, and it takes a period of time to really start to unpack a lot of things. In this journey together, we're really looking at your timeline. We're, as you say, going right back to events that you might have buried. We're activating memory. We're activating a lot of maybe events that have happened that have caused you to eat in the wrong way, whatever. You would come and work with Audrey for 3 sessions, 1 hour every month. And in that time, we would initially have you in for the initial consultation, where we've accumulated a lot of information through our questionnaire, our Sakura intake questionnaire. And from that, we will sit together, Sandra and I, and we will really work into, you know, going through that questionnaire and looking at your history, as I said. So when you come for your first appointment, we're ready, we've researched, and we know where we really need to start from.
Right.
Then in between the sessions of seeing myself, Audrey, once a month, you will then come and see Sandra. She will also give you initial intake where she'll go into deep work with you and pick away at the questionnaire to get more detail. And again, you will see Sandra once a month for 1 hour.
Right. So are these people then coming initially for nutritional issues?
It's actually both. For example, like if I have a client that has like inflammation in the body that's causing them pain, right, you know, I can give them an energy treatment per se, either it's Reiki or homeopathy, and it could help shift the energy so that you deal with the pain less. But actually, if you don't stop eating inflammatory foods, it's going to come back.
Okay. I'm glad you say that. Of course, I mean, what we eat also does, especially, you know, things like arthritis and things like that, of course, as well, in this age group as well, even more so maybe. It would be clients who approach you from either angle. So either a pain in the body that they need to resolve or for nutritional things. So whether they want to rebalance their diet or have problems with their gut or like that.
Yeah, people that have, you know, also chronic conditions, autoimmune conditions, hormone, digestive complaints. And again, as you said with Sandra, it's an aches and pains in the body, maybe not feeling that your energy's moving, you're feeling a bit stagnant in your energy. We can then start to unpick, you know, really what's going on there. And throughout this 3 month package, Sandra and I will constantly be collaborating with each other on your health case. So every time that you come to see each other, you know, for that 1 hour session, we will come back together and see what the progress is. What do we need to change in your protocol to kind of get that nutritional balance and that energy flowing so that it's matching in the end is what we want to achieve.
So the clients will actually be getting maybe some Reiki sessions, maybe some homeopathic remedies and guidance regarding what foods they should or not eat or how they should eat.
Exactly. Yes, I'll be observing just exactly what's your daily intake of foods, what are the things that are missing, and giving you recipe ideas, a protocol to follow to really try to lift up that nutrient balance.
And the nice thing is about working together is also that, for example, if they are having gut issues, there are remedies that can support that process, yes, you know, to kind of rebalance the gut, both on the nutrition side, but also on the energetic side. Exactly. And so when we collaborate, we can kind of see things that I might not have seen, or, you know, vice versa. Audrey can, you know, pinpoint some areas that maybe I need to look at and support with the homeopathic remedy. And of course, it's all customized to each person. So it'll be different for everybody. Like some people might need a little bit more of one area, you know, so if it's a chronic condition, for example, maybe you might need 3 or 4 different sessions of homeopathy instead of Reiki. Or if it's more of a stressful situation and you just, you know, like you're at work and you're in a very highly stressful job, then you can't really suddenly quit your job. Most people can't just quit all the time. Even though it's stressful and it's causing you stress. So maybe you just need Reiki and a little bit of homeopathy and some nutrition. So it's really, truly, you know, we can't say it's XYZ each time. No. It's a combination tailored to each person and what they need at that point.
Yeah.
And through all of this talking, I think also, you know, holistic, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had just like one whole huge thing? I had an incident a few years ago with, again, a deep pain in my shoulder. And I had huge problems with my jaw where I was clenching like mad. And it was 2 years later at the physiotherapist, I'd mentioned something about my jaw and the light bulb went off. And he said, oh, well, that's the C24 linked to that. And do you also have digestive problems? But it took him 2 years. Yeah. And it was almost like a coincidence that I'd mentioned something which made him put the two together. And I think what you were saying as well is that sometimes, you know, if you see two different people, say, let's say a physiotherapist for your pain, who then gives you medication, which might actually be very much not what you need for your nutrition side, you know, where you're having all sorts of reactions to it, etc. I'm very glad that I now have a clearer idea, I should say, of how you integrate the two.
That's a really good example of what you just said, because in the future, we believe the foundational pieces to set first would be the nutrition and the energy piece. But we want to, in the future, be working with other therapists where we can look at the client and say, like you said, maybe someone's had an accident, for example.
Yeah.
And that accident itself has caused a lot of digestive complaints, really affecting the microbiome. So I'd be looking at it thinking, well, there's the energy and there's the food, but we need someone to deal with the structural problem because of the accident.
Yep.
In the future, maybe even thinking of where people can actually choose which therapist to make their own package of what they really need for their body.
You could have a coach in there as well, you know, somebody who also works on actually implementing change in the way you're living, etc. You could have like a hub where there's the general consultation, and then there are different forms. And as you say, some people would prefer Reiki, other people might prefer, I don't know, a different form of hands-on therapy. So this is exciting. But let's start with what you're doing here. Right. So if we answer the question, why should I care? Integrative health?
I think you should care because you actually, on a daily basis, really, you know, you need to be able to be strong enough in yourself to adapt to the different changes that happen. And our world is changing constantly. Our experiences are changing constantly. And when you're in perfect health, you could actually adapt in a really positive way. Like you can choose the right foods for your body to nourish you because you know you need those nutrients, and you can respond to somebody's kind of makes you angry, you can actually respond in a more positive way that's not causing you stress in the body. And so I think it's important to have an integrative approach to that because it's everything that's contributing to your health. It's not one area only. You know, some people could be eating completely healthy and they still don't feel good, you know? And so you need to look at the energetic side of it. And there's all these different areas that you could really look at. So it truly is an integrative approach when you're looking at your health. You can't just look at one area. It has to
be. And I also think when we consider the future generations, you know, the kind of stamp that we're putting on to our DNA now and what we pass down through the generations, I think is massively important. And I think that's when a lot of the educational piece comes in, because as I said, we've forgotten a lot about that, and people are not passing information through the generations. But in the next child that's going to be born, you know, can we reduce some allergies? Can we reduce asthmas? Can we reduce a lot of inflammatory health conditions that we are not really taking, I think, sometimes responsibility for?
Yeah.
And we could be doing a bit more about that. So that for me is a big important factor. Yeah.
And that actually reminds me of one time I was at my grandmother's house. And I had brought, you know, some groceries, and then I started to put them away, and there was some herbs in there. And she says, oh, wow. She says, I've forgotten. My grandmother used to use those when she was young, and she'd make them into a tea. And so it's those little things, like even my grandmother forgot, you know.
Nuggets of gold.
Indeed. And also based on a natural body, right? I mean, there's so much that we have to learn, which came before. As you say, we've forgotten, but that was based on nature as well. You ate what was in season, and that was exactly what your body needed. I mean, nature's wonderful. Just as humans wanting to control everything, we have messed it all up a bit. And so people are no longer aware of the fact that, oh, in winter, yes, you should eat more of that sort of vegetable because it happens to be growing in the fields and nature has it there for you.
And I think big pharma have made it so much easier for people to just have a quick fix.
Yeah, exactly.
So that we can just soldier on and rush about our day, you know, constantly. And that's something that I would love to try and change.
And there is a movement. We are definitely looking back now to learn from what we've forgotten in touch with nature sort of things. But I think that's a beautiful mission to have. And as you were saying, Audrey, that importance of, you know, everything that we're doing now, we're passing on. When let's start turning the tide so that we're passing on stuff which will be useful to help people be happy. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? We want to help others be healthy and happy. And to come back to what you were saying, Sandra, as well, when we are healthy and happy, we're strong and we can cope with come what may.
Yeah.
I remember reading once that the most beautiful thing to have in life is the absence of fear. And our biggest fear is just basically not knowing if we can cope. And from the point of view that you know that you can cope, that you feel strong, that doesn't mean you know it all. It just means that you will then have the wisdom to ask for help or to study something else, etc. But that we have the innate capacity to cope with whatever will come our way, because what comes our way, we don't know. I mean, we're now in the middle of a European war. 2 years ago, suddenly we had a pandemic, which has lasted until now. We don't know what's going to come. The only thing we can do is be our best. And that means our best in our heads, in our bodies, in our souls, so that we can be there. Right, now, what three tips could you share with an audience if we say, okay, we've talked about Sikura and the huge value of this. Will you actually be doing this online or only face-to-face?
We're doing both.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, because that applies since the audience is a little bit all over. That's very good.
Yeah, this is for all over the world.
Perfect. Yeah. So if we're talking about just three tips that you can share with us now in order to improve our integrative approach to health, what would you say? What would help us most now?
So I think I'll start off with the nutritional piece. And I'm absolutely in love with the wonders of mushrooms and all types of mushrooms. There are amazing medicinal mushrooms out there that can help us in many different ways, whether that's in a kind of neurological level, bringing down stress, helping with digestive complaints, sleeping and respiratory issues. But I know, of course, some of these medicinal mushrooms come in powder form, which you can add into your, you know, soups and drinks and things like that. But I think for myself, I, in a weekly basis, eat quite a bit of mushrooms, whether it's my shiitake mushrooms or oyster mushrooms. And what I do is I actually buy some Chinese mushrooms in the Asian supermarkets here, and I boil that up as a stock, and I would just drink that. Why I love mushrooms so much is because they really have that interconnectedness with that symbiotic relationship with trees, where they're sharing sugars, they're sharing carbohydrates and fabulous nutrients. And then they deliver these beautiful flesh, small presents for us to eat, you know, and I love that.
They're so tasty in the smell as well. But look, I'm an idiot in the saying which mushrooms are what, you know. I mean, the ones that I suppose I usually buy are just the white ones that you find. And I like putting those in omelets. Tell me the name of a mushroom which would be particularly good that I could boil up.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you the name of one is quite well known in the supermarkets you can buy. It's the shiitake.
Shiitake.
The shiitake can be used, you know, in any stir fry. I put them into omelets. But another favorite of mine is the oyster mushroom.
Oyster. Now, that one I think I recognize.
Very available. Yeah. And that's the reason I've chosen these two, because they're available in the supermarkets. But also here in Den Haag, anyway, we have a company called Hags Zwam. And they actually grow their own oyster mushrooms. And you can go and do a workshop with them to learn how they grow oyster mushrooms in ground coffee, which they collect from different businesses throughout the city. It's a very easy process to grow your own mushrooms. It's just knowing how do you do it. But they do lovely courses.
Okay, and so we boil these. So first of all, we can put them in whatever, you know, like cook them as usual. But one other way that I hadn't heard of then is the idea of you boil them, and you boil them for long?
I would boil them probably for maybe a couple of hours or an hour and a half.
Okay.
And the great thing is in the Asian supermarket, you buy the packet of all the different types of Asian mushrooms that are in there. So in traditional Chinese medicine, people would use this in Asian cultures. Boil that up. As I said, it's really good to kind of calm down the system, help people that maybe have a lot of stress or restless sleeps. It depends on the type of mushroom that you buy. You know, as I said, there are medicinal mushrooms. One is called lion's mane.
Okay.
And lion's mane is actually, again, it's very good for the nervous system. Another one that maybe some people have heard of before is the cordyceps mushroom.
Okay, but that's a great tip.
These mushrooms, you would get them in a powder form.
Okay. If we move on to the second tip, what could that be? Because I just see we're running out of time.
The next tip would be for the Schüssler salt. They are actually,
say that again, the name? Schüssler.
Schüssler.
Yes.
Schüssler salts. You can get them online, but they're also in the Netherlands at the Holland and Barrett. One in particular that is actually really helpful is the Kelly phosphorus. And it's a really good nerve tonic. And especially now, like a lot of people are getting over the COVID, you know, the recovery process, going through the convalescence, and they still can't quite, you know, bring their energy back to where it was. And partially it's because your body used up all of the reserves of these minerals in order to get yourself back into health. So you need to replenish those with these mineral salts. And one of them is like that brain tonic. Is that you could also use that for stressful periods when you're going through stress at work or, you know, at home or whatever the stress might be. It's a really good mineral to use. So it's
okay, so Schüssler salt, and the name was Caliphosphorus or something like that, right?
Right, Calium.
It's number one, if I remember well. That's the one I started taking, right?
I think it's number five. But oh, you know what? Five. It depends on the country. Some countries have a slight number, so go by the more.
Okay. Perfect. So that will sort of boost us again after all of this nasty COVID business.
Yes.
And the third tip?
And the third tip was sprouted vegetables, sprouted, you know, like lentils or chickpeas. All these right. small things are like bombs of nutrients. So, you know, you can easily buy these in some of the supermarkets now. You can add them in as a snack. You can add them into many different things, but they deliver, you know, as I said, really that seed, if you can imagine, has all of that really lovely nutrients in there and helps for the liver, helps to support the liver detoxify as well.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a good one. Liver detoxify. Yeah. That, I love them, actually, to be honest. Thank you very, very much. I think there's been a lot of food for thought in there as well. I mean, about integrative health, about the importance of us working with us as in instead of against, and of looking at all the aspects when we have whatever symptom it is that we want to change. So I'm very grateful for the collaboration of women like Audrey and Sandra, who are combining forces here. I would like to thank you both very much for having shared your expertise and your time with us here today, and for having thought of this in the first place. So thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
It's very fun to chat with you.
Yeah.
For the rest of you out there, now it's time for you to think about what you've listened to not maybe just absorb the words, but actually absorb the wisdom and take action on it. So what can you do about aligning yourself so that you are the best you can be? And that is physically, of course, mentally, spiritually, digestively, that you can cope with whatever comes your way, because there is no better strength or feeling of empowerment than knowing that whatever comes, we will be able to cope. So one thing is definitely to check out Sakura, especially for those of you in the Netherlands, but also they offer their services online, a very integrative approach to getting us to feeling the best we can. And the tips that they've shared for right now that you can put into practice immediately. One was the mushrooms, so whether oyster mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, or the bags of mixed eastern mushrooms that you can get to be boiled up, have as a drink, or to put in whatever food. The second was the Schüssler salt, which you can get from most health food stores, or Holland and Barrett, definitely. And the Caliphosphorus one, which will help you boost your system again after all the issues we've been through, and whether it's COVID or winter or whatever. And the third one was the sprouted vegetables, the lentils, the chickpeas. Add them into your diet so that you can really be your own best friend and feed and nurture yourself. Thank you very much for being with us here today, and good luck with it all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.